arm. I know he'll guide me all the way. Saved by his power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. When poor and needy and all alone, in love he said to me, come unto me and I'll lead you home. To live with me eternally. Saved by his power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved.
Very, very good. Pat yourself on the back, and then walk around and meet somebody and tell them you're glad to see them here this morning.
Again, a good morning, and grateful that you're worshiping with us. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before our congregation. I know as we went through last week, continue to pray for Wyatt Rowland's family, friends, teammates, with the sad outcome of having to recover him and all those that were involved. It is a reminder of a small community, how we are all affected, but how we can speak into and help others around us. Any other prayer requests or praises this morning? Ernie.
My older brother's open heart surgery has been delayed for a couple months. He has a blood clot they're concerned about. Trying to get that blood clot to disseminate before they do surgery. Ask for peace and his family.
So Ernie's brother Kelvin was scheduled for open heart surgery, has been delayed because of a blood clot, and so praying for that to resolve as well as to get things rescheduled for him, family, but also just knowing the anxiety that causes. So we'll be praying. Sherry. So Darren and Elaine Peterman have moved to the Highmore Care Facility, and so we will be praying for their adjustments as they get used to not being on their own and all that goes, but I know in the long run that is a good move for them. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Leah. Yes. So we will be praying for Davin with, she has gained weight, which is great, but her O2 levels keep fluctuating. So we will pray that those will level out, that they can all come home. Yeah, I know, continue to pray for Marshall with his ear surgery of this week. Sounds like not as dizzy, but pain is significant enough, so we'll need to pray for healing there. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities we have in coming together, the freedoms that we enjoy in our country, and one of them being the freedom to come and worship. Father, as we go through this time of year, we are getting closer and closer to Good Friday, Resurrection Sunday. And it is this reminder through this time of the mission of your Son. Thank you that at the right time you sent your Son, that it was not by accident that the area that he was born into, the language that was accessible to all, that he came so the message of his death and resurrection can be reached across the world. And you've called us to be a part of that reaching, that the mission that you have given your church to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ is not just for past generations or for areas around the world, but it starts here in our own location. Father, you've called us to be faithful witnesses, to be salt and light, to be building your kingdom. Father, you know our needs even before we ask, but you have us ask as a reminder for us that we cannot accomplish very much in our own strength. Father, it's not that you dangle promises before us. You walk with us through the presence of your Holy Spirit. You back your promises to us. And Father, I pray for our community this week as with the hope and then discouragement, with Wyatt's passing, Father, I pray that you would be an ever-present help with his classmates, his teammates, coaches and friends, and for his family. As they have the service on Monday, we know that the grieving process continues for well after the time on Monday. And so I pray that you would use us as your people to minister to the family and to his friends. Father, we also lift up the health needs of our community and our church. We lift up Ernie's brother Kelvin to you, that as scheduled for open heart surgery and now with a delay because of the blood clots, we pray that those would become resolved, that no further damage to his heart would occur, and that you would break those up so that he can be scheduled for the rest of the procedures. Father, we pray for Daryl and Elaine as they have transitioned to Highmore, that you would help them in this transition, that they would find peace and contentment. And it is difficult to just have some of that freedom curtailed, but I pray that they would be able to thrive in where you have placed them. Father, we continue to pray for their health, especially for Daryl's and for Elaine's, with the different health issues they have, that they would find the care that they need. Father, we pray continually for Danica and for Davin as for her strength, but also especially with this issue with her O2 levels, that you would touch her little body and heal, and that you would bring them home. Father, I know that weighs upon Danica's mind and the family. So, Father, we just ask that each day, as they trust you, you would give them peace and a sense of your presence. Father, we continue to pray for Marshall and his healing from his inner ear surgery, that you would ease the pain. Father, that you would use the surgery to correct the issues of his hearing and balance and being able to be the man and husband and father that you've called him to be. Father, for our own ministries here, we pray for this final closing program for Club Rock. We thank you for each of our students that you've entrusted to us this year, for each of the staff that has come alongside these students in presenting the gospel. And we pray as we wrap up and be able to showcase some of their talents and abilities and memory work for parents and family, that you would use us continually in their lives. We pray also for the preparations for VBS. Seems a long way away, but Father, we thank you for the opportunities to speak into the lives of students. We pray for our youth group, continued blessing upon Pastor Abe and Diana as they minister for each of the volunteers that come alongside of them as well. Father, we lift up our missionaries around the world, especially thinking of the Manas for this month, that you would be preparing them for their time in Ukraine and overseas for the summer. As their heart is in the area of Ukraine, we pray that you would have peace break out in that area of the world. Father, it is beyond our ability to understand, and we hurt with those who are hurting. Father, we pray that a resolution would be found. Father, we also pray for the Manas as they, especially for Judy's health. She still recovers from the being hit by a car in December, that you would be an ever-present help. Thank you for the gifting and abilities you've given both Mike and Judy through this time in their lives. Father, we thank you for where you've placed us in this world, and we ask that you would be intervening in this election year, that you would use us as your people to speak into the culture around us. Father, we thank you for each one here this morning, for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
morning. It's good to be back again. I know it's looking a little bit like winter out this morning, but spring is coming. It's right around the corner, I'm sure. But as we're practicing our songs, I was thinking of this first song that we're singing called My Lighthouse. And we don't exactly have a lot of lighthouses around here, as we're not surrounded by big bodies of water. But as I was thinking, what is a lighthouse? A lighthouse is a fixed point. There's a shining beacon, a light there that if you're out a ways from shore, out on the water where the wind and the storms are maybe tossing you about, maybe there's clouds where you can't see very well, but you can focus on that light. And that light is a sense of hope in hard times. As the song goes through, in my wrestling, my doubts, my failures, we know that light, that beacon is still there, and that's what Jesus is for us. He's that beacon of light. He's a fixed point because he doesn't change. And that's something that we can sing about. So let's sing a few praises. Stand with us this morning.
Promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
Song.
We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you love us and that you do pursue us. And we pray that this morning that we have surrendered fully to you, that we do seek to follow you. And we thank you that you are our lighthouse. You are that fixed point, providing us with direction and guidance for our lives. We ask you to be with our time now as we look into your word, that we be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning.